From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. We have got great show for you. I'm so excited about our guest. Gary Oldman is going to be joining us later. Now, he's actually, this is kind of true, he's one of these actors who's actually too good for his own good. I mean, he's done all these different roles so well, you don't always realize it's him. He was Sirius Black in the Harry Potter movies, Commissioner Gordon in the new Batman series of movies. He's now the spy George Smiley in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. He's Margaret Thatcher in The Iron Lady. Amazing turn. And in The Descendants, he's George Clooney. The guy's good. He'll be with us later. You can come as yourself. Come as you are. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Lorraine Barry. I'm calling from Brooktondale, New York.
Hey, Lorraine. How are you?
I'm great.
Now, where is Brooktondale? I don't know that town.
Well, if I could throw a stone that far, I could hit Amy Dickinson's house from here. It's very close to Ithaca.
Are you angry at Amy?
Did she give you bad advice?
Yeah, I was about to say, just imagine people hurling rocks at Amy's house saying, "You told me to give him one more chance!" Well, welcome to the show, Lorraine. Let me introduce you to our panel. First up, say hello to a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning and a co-host of the new Relation Show, debuting on WNYC February 14th, Ms. Faith Saley.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Faith.
Next, it's the man who's setting the internet afire on Esquire's politics blog, and he's a contributor to Grantland. It's Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Lorraine.
Finally, it's a humorist and the author, most recently, of Holidays in Heck and Don't Vote, It Just Encourages the Bastards, Mr. P.J. O'Rourke.
Hi, PJ.
Hi, Lorraine.
Lorraine, welcome to our show. You're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle will recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, of course, explain or identify just two of them. Do that. You'll win our prize. Ready to go?
I sure am.
For your first quote, here's a man showing that international grandmaster level political skill that helped him win a big victory in Florida this week.
I'm not concerned about the very poor.
Who, one more time, said something he's probably going to regret.
I'm guessing that was Mitt Romney.
It was. It was Mitt Romney. Very good. After beating Newt Gingrich like a drum in the Florida primary, Romney's only remaining rival, his only obstacle to the nomination, is Mitt Romney. That comment, he doesn't care about the very poor, came after last month's statement about his enjoyment of firing people. And next week's statement, quote, "When I hear the cries of the hungry and oppressed, I just stuff my ears with money." Oh, Mitt. His statement, he doesn't care for the very poor, must have been a shock to the very poor, who until now had every reason to believe he was in their corner. The group Destitute People for Romney was devastated by this statement. They were like, "We were so shocked at his callousness, we were out panhandling to put together a donation to the Super PAC, but now we'll just blow it on food."
I think you're owed an explanation. All the varsity GOP players got food poisoning in the Republican cafeteria. And now we
wait have... Wait a minute, hold it. Chris Christie was in the cafeteria and somebody else got food? I find that difficult.
You can go home, Charlie. Your work is done here now. It does seem to be true that whatever other qualities Mitt Romney may or may not have, he seems to be bad at politics. I mean, yeah. Which is not good.
And what comes as a surprise is he wasn't bad at politics as governor of Massachusetts. I mean, he's one of these decent Republican skins that we elect, you know, so the Democratic legislature
because all
steal
the Democrats
everything.
PJ, every now and then they elected a Republican in Massachusetts because all the Democratic politicians were in jail
or waiting to go there.
What I loved about this was how these candidates ran away with the metaphor, right? So he goes back to backtrack and he says, "If there, what I meant was the very poor have a safety net, and if there's holes in the safety net, I will correct them. I will mend them,
you
right?
Them, yeah.
And then Newt Gingrich says, we don't want a safety net. We want a trampoline
yes.
for poor people. And then I think Ron Paul said, we want a trebuchet. And then yeah. and then I think Newt Gingrich said, we want poor people to be human cannonballs and they will shoot themselves to the moon.
When Newt Gingrich said, you know, I don't want a safety net for the poor, I want a trampoline for the poor, Newt actually wants to give the poor a trampoline. Yeah. That's
but
his
no
idea.
Health insurance. But that's dangerous.
He's a bold thinker.
He is.
A bold thinker.
Well, very good. Here is your next quote.
There will be no wardrobe malfunction.
That was Madonna talking about her performance we'll all see where on Sunday?
At the Super Bowl.
Yes, the Super Bowl. That's great. It is, in fact, that time of year when muscle-bound young men toss around a tanned piece of leather for the entertainment of millions. But Madonna's halftime show is really only part of the appeal. There's the game. There's also the game between those perennial rivals from East Rutherford, New Jersey, and Foxborough, Massachusetts. By the way, a special note to our audience. We're talking about an event that'll be happening while you are all watching Downton Abbey. So... is it not true that I have noticed, after, you know, not really paying too much attention to sports or to football this year, but people seem kind of bored with this game? It's like, oh, it's the Patriots and the Giants again. Okay.
No.
Well, what was exciting was Giselle's email that was leaked. You know, quarterback Tom Brady's wife, the supermodel, sent an email to friends and family asking them for their prayers.
And great, good thoughts.
Right.
Send good thoughts
Send
to Tom.
Positive energy to Tommy. And
why is this at all interesting?
To me,
I don't know, Peter. Any sentence containing the phrase "Brazilian supermodel," I
that's
find,
true.
You know, is worth going on with.
I want to get back to Downton Abbey for a second because, in fact, no, I do. Because one PBS station is actually aggressively counter-programming. They've put on a Choose Downton campaign. They're trying to compete with the Super Bowl. There's going to be a halftime show on Downton Abbey. It's going to be put on tape delay, though. They had to decide to do that in case one of Lady Mary's co-stars reaches over and pulls off her bodice, bustle, camisole, corset, chemise, and petticoat. It would take some time, you see, for that to happen. All right, here, Lorraine, is your last quote.
After a few years, you start thinking, hey, I haven't seen a raccoon in a while.
Now, that was a biologist named Michael Dorcas. He was talking about something that has been eating all the little mammals in the Everglades. And we found out this week that it's gotten dire. What is this menace?
Oh, it's a big old snake, right?
Yes, it is in fact the giant Burmese pythons.
Aha!
Yes. So it turns out that Florida is being overrun by reptilian carnivorous creatures who are laying waste to everything they see, and also by giant Burmese pythons.
It's made Occupy the Everglades a lot more interesting.
It is. A study published this week shows that the population of pythons in the Everglades, which started as a single pair of pythons, they arrived in Florida in the 60s after retiring from their linoleum business in New Jersey. Raccoon and possum populations in the Everglades are down 99%, and all the rabbits, all of them, seem to be gone. Of course, this being Florida, the older pythons eat their rabbits at 5 p.m. to get the discount. This is true, though. This is true. Congress tried to pass a law forbidding the import or transportation of any more giant bunny-eating Burmese pythons. But House Republicans shot the bill down. They said it would hurt the pet business. That's right. Giant Burmese pythons are not monstrous carnivorous reptiles who decimate the landscape. They're job creators.
Well, what did you think Goldman Sachs kept around the office?
I know.
Little bunny rabbits? I don't think so. No.
Only for food.
Carl, how did Lorraine do in our quiz?
Lorraine, you had 3 correct answers. Congratulations, you're a winner.
Well done, Lorraine.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.